friends, blessings and peace on you in the name of Jesus. I am Shay Wilbur, clearly not Troy Brewer, but I feel like I have to start the show with his normal. I don't have the accent down yet, though, Ben, right?
I got it like this. Well, hello, my friends. Ben Brewer here coming at you strong.
Okay.
See, I do like that, like super energetic.
I didn't know you had that in you. I totally would have had you.
My ADD and ADHD today is off the charts. Like,
okay, well, as you guys can see, it's going to be a really fun show today. Introducing everyone we've got in the room, of course, the incomparable Ben Brewer. How are you?
Did you just call me incomparable?
Incomparable.
What's that?
Incomparable.
Mean? Incomparable.
It means like, yeah, incomparable.
I thought you called me incompetent.
No. Different word, different meaning.
Great way to start off the show.
Also fits.
I'm going to start off the show.
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. That was so good.
Absolutely, bro.
Oh, man. This is going to be so much fun. I'm already really excited. We have the lovely Rebecca Tamayo.
Hi, everybody.
Good to see you.
Good to see y'all. It's going to be good, y'all.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
We met for a couple of hours actually before this, and we just had so much fun talking about what we were going to talk about today that I know it's going to be
a super ready, fun y'all. Show.
And we have a guest, Zach Rippey, who I feel like some of you may know him, and you're going to be getting to know more of him. So thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, awesome to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. You guys just saw a clip from our women's conference, which was this weekend. Mm-hmm. Watching it, I felt like I just got emotional again.
I know. It was the best, honestly. It gets better and better every year, and God just moved in a whole new way.
Yeah.
A new encounter, a daily new encounter for sure.
It was really, really an incredible time. And we keep hearing testimonies. I heard testimonies of actual rain in the sanctuary. Did you hear something?
Rain,
yes.
The communion.
Yeah.
And everything during the week. I don't know if you guys saw our logos and everything we posted.
Was rain, like one of the
rain
themes.
With Rita was the theme. And during communion, she was up there playing the piano and it literally sounded like rain in the house.
It was pretty, pretty cool. It's such a special time. So fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was encouraging spiritually. I felt like poured into, and you could tell even Rita was super blessed by it, which was really cool to be able to also pour into someone like Rita Springer, who is such a mother of the faith, and she left filled. So it was just an all around great time. Of course, we're missing our leader, Pastor Troy. I'm missing him.
I miss him.
Since when?
I do miss him.
He's only been gone a few hours.
I do miss him. Do you miss him, Ben?
No.
You live across from him, though.
Exactly.
No, we're going to be watching this.
That's exactly why I'm saying this.
I know. He's going to be watching this. But he did not leave without sending us a little message to the Pulse family, because he loves all of you, and he, you know, doesn't like to miss the special time with us each week. So let's check out his message.
Hey, Pulse family, it's Leanna and me, and you know what? We're on our way to Qatar, and then from Qatar, we go on to Entebbe, Uganda, and we just wanted to say hi. Hey, so sorry that I can't be with you today, but be looking at all of our media, and we're going to be sharing all of our rescue stories and lots and lots and lots of fun stuff.
Pray for us.
Yeah, so you guys be sure and pray for us. God bless you so much, man. Mwah.
I think I got a text from him.
I love Pastor Troy.
I know, I do too. I got a text from him literally just a couple minutes ago. I think they landed in Qatar.
Qatar.
Yeah. He sent me like a video. I think we actually have it.
Yeah, there
we go. How do you say?
Wow.
Cutter.
Cutter?
Look how beautiful.
It looks really pretty.
Oh my goodness.
That is
an unforgettable view right there.
I know. It looks so beautiful. Oh, good. They are landing. I'm like, are you just landing on the water, or are we going to see some land there?
Who knows?
I'm glad we got the land there. They're safe and then off to Uganda, and they're there for like a
2 weeks,
good,
right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks. They're visiting a bunch of the homes. We have, I mean, you've been there before, Ben. I have never been. Have been?
No.
You've been?
I've never.
Oh, man.
Not with Pastor Troy, but I've been to Uganda.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what can we expect from the back end of this trip? I'm excited.
For the people who are going there for the first time, they're going to come back crying. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh so hard.
In their faces, Ben, as they're crying, Ben.
I'm not laughing because of that. Because the reason they're crying, if they're going to be crying, is because there's no words to explain what they saw.
Oh.
Yeah. Our homes there?
Our homes there are unbelievably amazing. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
The kids are fat and happy. And they are smart as a whip.
It's awesome. Like,
and it's not just one of our villages. It's all of our villages. Mm-hmm. And so just trying to come back home and experiencing the culture shock of not being over there, but coming home here and realizing how lucky we have it, it's going to be great.
Wow.
Yeah, we sent a videographer, Gio. It's going to be his first trip to Uganda. And I was just going over like the schedule of like what they're going to be doing over the different days. And, you know, a lot of ministries, you know, they'll build homes or whatever. And I was like, even when I was going over the schedule with Pastor Leanna, I was like, oh, wait. It says here, like, you're visiting the village that you built. Like, you built a village?
She built several villages.
Yeah, I'm like, It's just, I'm constantly blown away by the work that this ministry does. And I'm so blessed to be a part of, you know, people that are really being the hands and feet of Jesus. Yeah. We're not just talking about being the hands and feet of Jesus. We're literally doing going it. Into the mm-hmm. nations, doing the work, doing yeah. the hard work. You know, Troy always says it, like, he rescues, Miss Leanna builds. And it's mm-hmm. just, they're such an incredible duo. And I love how God has put them together and how God has brought all of us individually to this mm-hmm. table to be a part of this ministry and the ministries mm-hmm. here and what God is doing. And I believe that we're all like handpicked, honestly, yeah. every single one of us for such a time as this. And we'll get into that. That's kind of actually the theme yeah. of what we're talking about
before
today.
We do that. Pastor Joy did post that this is his 28th trip to Uganda and wow. this is Leanna's 44th trip. It's like coming home for us.
Oh,
so I was so happy. Wow. If y'all didn't know, that's how many times they've been over there. So
that's
now it's just something
crazy.
28. That's incredible.
28th trip. How many times have you been over there?
Three.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like that? And that's where both times Miss mm-hmm. Leanna has gotten like prophetic, major mm-hmm. prophetic words from the Lord right. there. She calls it her happy place. So her book title. And what was the other thing? It was one of them was her book title. And then, oh, Spark.
Spark.
Yes.
What Spark stands for.
Correct.
Serving, protecting, and raising mm-hmm. kids.
Yep. Amen.
Both, God literally dropped that and She Shepherd on her in Uganda in the same place. So beautiful. I'm like, she's going to come back with something. Something fire. Oh, yeah. And her, speaking of,
yes.
her new book, She Shepherd, launched just this past weekend at the Women's Conference. You guys can check it out on our website. Mm-hmm. It's available now and people are just loving it as they should. It's so incredible. And she is truly a She Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's literally what she's going to be doing over the next 10 days is like continuing to put that into action. So
I love that.
Really proud of her for that launch and so excited for all God's going to do. So I guess we should get into the show.
Let's do it.
All right. Off the top, you guys know, we like to kind of go over some of the headlines that are gracing our screens, our TVs. And we're in the midst of a crazy season right now. Mm-hmm. One thing I saw, you know, of course we have the debate tonight. So I don't know if are you guys doing like watch parties for the debate at all?
No. I don't know.
I don't want everybody to leave disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're going to start watching it and then to see how it goes then turn it off probably.
Yeah.
I don't know, depending.
I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm very interested to see what happens, but especially when I see headlines like this, former President Trump and Vice President Harris are neck and neck mm-hmm. ahead of their first and potentially only debate in Philadelphia on Tuesday. According to a new survey of voters, some pollsters see this as a warning sign for Democrats. Harris leads Trump 49% to 48% amongst registered voters, showing a race that has tightened since August when Harris held a 3-point lead against Trump, according to an NPR PBS poll. So, I mean, you know, first of all, all these numbers can be totally off because as we were talking about, like a lot of people don't even respond to these types of polls, but especially when they're neck and neck. I mean, this is a very close race and could be, I hope it's not. And I hope it leans.
I think they want you to think it's close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that it doesn't make sense as to why Kamala has this neck and neck advantage. It's mm-hmm. almost just like political rhetoric that they use.
I was going to say, I feel like they're just saying it, hoping that we all believe it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because then it gives them time to pull more fast ones. It gives them time to execute on making it more believable if they do decide to do anything sketchy with mail-in ballots and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying what they're selling. They've been lying about everything since 2020, mm-hmm. at least to our knowledge, you know, and they get exposed for it constantly. And I don't believe the polls.
I mean, mm-hmm. Pastor Troy keeps saying like, we have to pray that there's an election at all.
Correct.
So it just makes me nervous. I know ultimately it's all in God's hands, but you feel this sense of like such urgency about this mm-hmm. time that we're living in. Yeah. And it's more important than ever for people to be voting and for people to care about what is happening and also to pray against any attacks of people trying to lead it or sway it.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Cause I would like to believe
that we have a legitimate election. Me too. So, but this is a great opportunity, I think, for Trump and Kamala to both come out and just kind of say what their policy is and where they mm-hmm. stand on certain things.
Yeah.
And one of the big things I saw earlier today was the highest talking point that they're betting on to Kamala to talk about is abortion. Mm-hmm. And people on the Democratic side are championing for abortion. Even Stephen Curry, who's like a Christian in his bio and Philippians 4:13 in his bio on Instagram, mm-hmm. thanks God when he makes a shot, is actively campaigning for Kamala because of the fact that she supports abortion, which is so mind-boggling that you can call yourself Christian and then do something like that on national television.
And like someone who's like really championing mm-hmm. abortion. It's not even, it's like, I mean, Is it true that there were actually like abortion clinics set up outside, like at the DNC?
Over 25.
Was telling us that he actually saw that. They were.
Yeah.
That is insane.
They had inflatables and food trucks there because it's a celebration to take a life from the womb for that party.
And you know, it kind of is reminiscent of, you know, when we talk about like the evil of Bible times and, you know, when you read your Bible and
it's actually
communities had to be wiped out because of their sin and like child sacrifice. That's essentially modern day child sacrifice.
Yeah, I agree.
I know. Which
it's time
is
for the
scary.
Drives to come out.
And then I hate how they blanket it as like, oh, we're protecting women's right to choose. We're protecting women. It's like, that's not protecting women. You're scarring them for life.
Yeah, you really are.
The trauma that comes with having an abortion is like, nobody wants to talk about that. But women feel that regret for years to come.
Mm-hmm. And just to make it so flippant, like literally, it's like it was probably easier to get an abortion than a tattoo. Like literally, here you go. Here's a sign, this clipboard. Yeah. It's just, it's so crazy how life is just treated with such, like lack of value.
Right.
Wow. And King Jesus help us.
I know. King Jesus help us. And I'm very interested to see how tonight goes. I think if Trump can not take the bait with her, that's my concern is that because policy wise, like he has a track record of like, and regardless of what you think of him as a human or personality wise or whatever, I'm not saying that Trump is
our pastor.
Yes, is our pastor. I'm not saying that. Right. Yeah. How come he gets the drum fills and I get the crickets?
I've been with Taylor for years.
I'm not saying that this is a person that we should look to for our moral compass. However, when it comes to like support of Israel, when it comes to upholding more biblical values in society and in culture, I believe he is the one to vote for. And I'm like, if he can just not take the bait to just get super personal and just have a little too much fun with Kamala.
I know, right?
What is the actual way to say her name? I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Is it Kamala or Kamala? Every time.
I don't know. She changes it like every week.
Oh, she changes it?
Yeah, okay. She's black this week too.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not Indian anymore.
Okay, we're not even behind the veil.
Okay, we can't do that.
I can't even.
Let's edit that.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a mainstream story.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Lord. Okay.
But I think Trump needs to come out and because he does, you know, he articulates that he's a Christian.
Yeah.
And he articulates that Jesus is above all else and he is the one on the throne, you know? And so he needs to come out and have a stance on abortion that lines up with Christian values.
Yeah.
And he keeps like kind of being a little bit like back and forth, wishy-washy, backtracking. And it's like, and I like that he says it needs to go back to the States, but also he should probably have a stance that means a little bit more than just going back to the States legally. Mm-hmm. And I think he's afraid to do that because it's almost like he's going to miss out on the middle of the aisle of voters. And maybe that's the counsel and the wisdom he's been getting from people around him. But I hope tonight he has a stance on it if she brings that up or if the moderators bring that up.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested to see what she talks about. Because like one of the big things about this whole campaign is like she hasn't really spoken much.
She hasn't.
Like she did one interview that was a total of, I believe, 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And went terribly.
And it was terrible.
It was not good.
And I'm like, is everyone just drinking this Kool-Aid of like she's the latest and greatest? But like, what does she actually stand for? It's like a lot of talking, but like, not, it doesn't mean anything. Like everything she's saying is just words, like, I don't know, strewn together. Yeah. And it's just bizarre. But when you're at a debate with Trump and you're having to like go back and forth, like, let's see what's going to happen tonight. It'll be interesting. And I'm sure we'll
talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be so good.
So speaking of talking about all that, I love how all the celebrities are standing up now and talking about how they love Trump, like The Rock.
Oh yeah, The Rock.
The Rock came out. I was like, dude, I love Trump. He came and saw me at all my wrestling gigs. He's awesome.
Wait, really?
Years ago, he was in his backyard making a video about voting for Biden and Kamala. So
that's exactly
it's
right.
Interesting. He saw. Ah. He's like, man, I recount that. He deleted the post.
That's exactly right. But what I also love is how Elon Musk has just been shredding everyone
on Twitter. It's so funny.
I think we actually have a picture of his.
Yeah, we have something he just posted. I keep forgetting that Biden is still technically in charge.
Oh my gosh, Elon, leave it to him. Just say whatever.
I know we got that today.
So awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that earlier. I laughed so hard. I was like, you gotta love Elon, man.
I feel like Troy would have totally reposted that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, he's been MIA ever since the whole Kamala got in there as far as the new candidate. Like, he's been ghost. You know?
But I will say, my friend did see him at the beach in Rehoboth in Delaware. She has a beach house.
He's on vacation.
Yeah. Vacation.
He's been on vacation 40% of his presidency.
I should have gotten it. She literally sent me a picture because she has a vacation home there. And she was like walking down the beach and she and there's like a picture of the Secret Service guy just like standing there. And Joe Biden is like is sitting on a chair. And yeah, it's funny. I mean, I've seen some footage on like social media, people posting him like under the umbrella and stuff. But I'm like, to actually see it would be like.
That would be the
interesting.
Now, was it the real one
or the doppelganger?
So Zach, you had mentioned earlier, since we were talking about Elon Musk, about X, can you tell us about what Kamala is planning to do if she wins?
Oh yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So we're actually on our friend Alan DiDio's website, encountertoday.com. We're just browsing some of the news. And
by the way, it's a great place to go for news.
Yeah, that's Christian related, that you can really get a biblical perspective on things and just see where Brother Alan DiDio has to say about these things. And so, yeah, it's interesting. So the main story is Brazil suspends X, which is so fascinating because not only do they suspend X, but also China is one of the ones that suspended it. Iran and North Korea. And I don't know if you know anything about those three countries, but they're very communist and Marxist vibes there. So and the reason that they're suspending it is because the Justice Alexandra de Moraes of the Brazilian Supreme Court has ordered the immediate, complete, and total suspension of X operations in the country. And it also, not only that, so not only is it kicked off the platforms for people, but there's a $9,000 US dollar fine of somebody that tries to access the site via virtual network, like a VPN and stuff like that. And it's also the same justice that came against Elon Musk's other company, Starlink, and froze their assets after X refused to comply with the censorship orders that came from the Supreme Court. And it's really interesting because not only this, but we also have Kamala Harris speaking out in this clip we're about to show you guys, where she kind of supports Brazil's move on this, and she wants X to be censored, which is really dangerous for America.
Okay, wow.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down.
Which I'm sorry, and guys, you have to watch.
Is that Kamala Harris, you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter.
I'm trying really hard to keep my ADD together, and you're not helping.
A responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation, and that has to stop.
Wow.
I know.
It's scary. Thanks, Sherry. We asked Sherry to bring us some water because Ben over here has been like coughing
up a lung.
So that was her hand that you guys just saw. But wow, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it just seems like it falls in line with a lot of the things that everybody else in that administration wants to have. I mean, Joe Biden put in an entire team that kind of handles the censorship aspect of the social media things. We had Mark Zuckerberg come out recently. I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think you guys covered this, saying that he was essentially coerced into making sure that there was information suppressed during the last election. And then now we have this, where it's like the Obama administration and now Kamala are all kind of leaning into this aspect of wanting to censor things even more so. And are all, and you even remember the advertisers on X all stopped giving X money because of the censorship thing. So it's just really interesting.
Well, it's weird because it makes no sense, because like they're saying one thing and doing another, to where she's like, okay, we have to like this is a big deal because people are consuming this content and we have to make sure that blah, 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 blah. But yet they're censoring so much that is not of their same agenda. And so I'm like, it just like, I feel like it's very like, I don't know. They're saying like one thing should be said, like, you do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard
time. It's hypocritical.
It's hypocritical. Yeah. It's like,
And that's what they do. And it just seems like there's and this is why it's like I believe we should be talking about these things on Christian networks, because there's as the body of Christ, it's like freedom of speech is like what allows us to be able to have freedom of religion as well, and freedom of choice to be able to spread the gospel. You know, like Bibles are banned in countries.
Yeah.
People, Christians are persecuted in China. People are killed for their faith in other places. If we start allowing these things like censorship to happen in this country, that's the next thing to go. You know, so once you take away people's right to speak, you take away their right to form groups and get truth out.
Yes.
And then therefore they control the truth. They control the narrative. They control the polls.
Yes.
That say, oh yeah, Kamala Harris this. And how many other stolen elections have we seen in other nations that are in line with this? You steal the right for people to vote. They have no say. They have no voice. They have no power to be able to put in somebody that walks in a way that lines up with their values.
Yeah. I think what's so frustrating about that clip is just like she's saying, we need to protect, you know, social media, because like so many people are paying attention to it, but yet they are the ones that are censoring what gets funneled. They're the ones pushing certain agendas out and pushing certain rhetoric out. And it's like all the more reason that like we as the believers, we as the body, need to rise up and to speak out and to use our voices, whatever platforms that we have. Like, thank God for our ODX family.
I know,
thank God. Like, we won't be going actually behind the veil today because of what we have planned, but thank God that we have that, that Pastor Troy and the team here had that put on their hearts, because who knows down the line what's going to get censored, what freedom we may or may not have, depending on who gets into office. It's like, we need to be thinking about these things. Like, we are not just living in like times where we can just go about our lives and oblivious to what's happening in the world around us. Like, this is a prophetic time.
And we can't be in denial too. I think a lot of times we want to just act like it's not happening or it's not affecting us or, oh, this is not actually like really, you know, be something that, you know, expands into something, but we've already seen it. We've seen it in 2020, what that can do when you suppress an entire story about the president's son being involved in what he was involved in.
Yeah.
And then you hide the New York Post story about that. And then you call it Russian misinformation. And you say, all these things come from Russia. How ironic is that? And
like then,
it's the easy scapegoat, you know, and it really affected the election, and that affected the next 4 years. It affected the economy. It affected war. People lost their lives because of that suppression.
Wow.
Yeah. It's shocking. So all the more reason, guys, you know, if you're part of this ODX family, use your voice and really use your discernment as you see whatever you see on your TV screens, in the news headlines. What are you guys chuckling about?
Ben is just so...
Ben, my ADD is so
bad. When he said denial earlier, all I could think about was the Nile River. And I was like, what are you doing in the Nile River?
Oh, my God.
I belong in my own little corner today. Just
he's going bear hunting next week, and that's all he can think about is being in a cave.
He's about to leave us for a week and a half.
Yeah. Actually, everyone, be praying for Ben, because he's literally going... Where are you going again? It's like...
Canada.
But like, Canada. He's just getting basically dropped in the woods to go find a bear.
Yeah, I'll be out there by myself for 10 hours a day until I get a bear and a wolf.
All right.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's glorious. Just
can't wait to hear about it. You better get a bear, dude. If you come back with a bear, don't come back.
Yeah, okay.
I'll show you after the show where I plan on doing it, too.
Oh, my gosh. There we go. Well, wow. We haven't even started the show technically yet. We're just kind of getting kicked off with a
real quick. People headlines. Are asking about your hat, Zach, and where they can get it at.
Oh, thank you, everybody. ilikebirdsministry.com. We have a few on there for you. And you can use the code Jesus for a little promo code for watching ODX today.
Very cool. Well, we're going to get, I want to hear more about you, Zach, because like we literally just met and I don't know much about you. And I'm excited today. We're going to talk about how God kind of has brought us all into this room. We know, Ben, how you ended up here.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
but really, like, for such a time as this, you know, we are all here. But before we get to that, let's get to some announcements, because I don't want to forget some of the important stuff that we have going on. Mr. Ben, you want to kick that off?
I got distracted by the chat. What?
Okay.
Oh, we're doing nothing. Sorry.
Do you want to talk to your friends?
I don't know. They're kind of being mean to me today.
Don't be Sherry mean to
Sherry was threatening to tase me earlier.
Sherry.
Like, anyway.
Make sure it's charged.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
Anyway, we're on the same team. Yeah. I swear.
It doesn't feel like it right now. Anyway, guys, be sure and like, comment, do all the, hit all the bells and whistles, all that fun stuff.
You two, Zach and Ben, cannot be like sitting.
I can't even look at you.
They need a partition wall. He's just turning red.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to ODX while you're doing that, Ben. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, if you're on any of our social medias, be sure to like it. Make sure to comment. Tell us where you're at, how you're doing. Tell us about your day, all that fun stuff. If you're on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button. It is free. You can also hit the bell icon so that you know when we go live every single time so that you don't have to miss this. Typically, if we'd be going behind the veil, you would be on ODX. And if you're on ODX, we say, hey, go ahead and stay here. We can go behind the veil, but we're not going behind the veil today. But if you're interested in any of our past shows, stuff like that, you can go to ODX.tv.
Yeah.
Am I forgetting anything?
No, that's it.
Good. And that's I love how Pastor Troy says that evil is well-funded, so kingdom must be well-funded to get in the fight. So as you are sharing, commenting, reposting, sharing, or making a story, you are a media missionary. You're like, what is that? You are literally reaching a lot of people through social media. You might say, well, I'm not there, Rebecca. Well, this is a way that you could partner with us and you could join us by sharing, commenting, and liking. And if evil is well-funded, why shouldn't we be well-funded? So we are just so excited of everything God is is doing. And like Ben Brewer said, that through ODX.TV, you could catch all of Pastor Troy's new sermon, all his TV shows, where he's going to be at, recent road trips he's done, his recent uploads. We also just uploaded his Sunday sermon, The Power of Childlike Wonder.
It was so good.
It was amazing. I took notes first and second, and we have some cool clips coming out this week. So be out looking out for those. And that is uploaded on ODX.TV. Also, if you missed this past weekend, like Shay was saying, we had a phenomenal week, men and women. It was Women's Conference. It is uploaded for our partner Stage 2 and Stage 3. On ODX.TV. And also, if you are partner of Stage 3, you could go back on there and look at Rita Springer and Anna Golden concert. Honestly, it was one of the best concerts that I've been
to.
So
good.
God moved in such an amazing ways, healing a lot of, I just felt like hearts were being mended at while they were singing. Mm-hmm. And as you entered into the church, you could feel the presence of God so strong. So if you're like, hey, I couldn't make it, I wasn't able to be there, I missed it. Well, you know what? If you partner with us today, you can watch that concert for free. Just go to ODX.TV and you need to partner with us as Stage 3. And also tomorrow, just to throw it out there, we have a guest speaker from Destiny Image that will also be bringing the word on our midweek service Wednesday, Larry Sparks. So get ready for a wonderful... I'm ready for Larry Sparks.
He's awesome.
He is so nice, so awesome. And God uses him in such a revival, prophetic way. Yeah. So get ready for a crazy prophetic night tomorrow night.
He moves in the prophetic so much. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome service tomorrow night. And we knew he was preaching on Wednesday. We ran into him at TBN Studios last week. And we're like, hey, can you come on the Pulse? We want you on the Pulse.
He was so excited.
Yeah, and God gave him a fresh word for us. For Open Door. Mm-hmm. So I feel like everyone that watches the Pulse tomorrow is going to get a little sneak peek and maybe like a deeper dive into that word. And I'm just so excited that he's joining us. So definitely do not miss that tomorrow.
All right. So one more last thing. Also, Lord of the Harvest is on Mondays and on Fridays at 7 p.m. And it's Pastor Troy's sermon series, Lord of the Harvest. If you're like, you know what? I can't sign up for ODX, but you want to help us, you can get that bundle at ODX.TV. Or you could call us at 877-413-088. And again, or... on mail, through mail, Troy Brewer Ministry. It should be popping up on the screens at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. That is a whole nother way you could partner with us. And you're like, Rebecca, we can't do the ODX.TV. Well, purchase our bundle. And again, if you can't purchase the bundle, it's on Facebook and all our social medias on Mondays and on Fridays at 7 p.m.
Awesome.
All right, beautiful. All set.
Man, you're good at that.
I know. Seriously, it's so much information. When she's not here, I'm like,
Thank you all. I love the church and I love Pastor Troy.
Yeah. Amen. That's true.
All right.
What did you say, babe?
I said, I don't know why I keep on coughing. I have two cough drops.
I know. Do you need more water?
No.
Do you need a fruit roll up? We have a fruit roll up over here. Cool. Although those are for me.
Ask people in the comments.
You might be allergic to the group chat.
I like fruit roll ups. That's why they're there. I like fruit roll ups. You like birds.
I love birds. Yeah.
So here's the real question, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Are birds real?
Dude, people ask me that all the time, you know, now because it's a pod and like, you know, I go along with it, you know, I fill them out, you know, what do you think? It's such a good meme though, honestly.
It's a great meme.
I don't think I've seen that one.
So it's this guy that like literally believed that birds were actually government ops to basically record us and film us and take away our freedom and said birds aren't real. They're robots.
Oh, like they're all like cameras or something.
Which is so interesting if you think about the eyes, you know?
Yeah, but like lots of things have eyes.
He really went with it, you know.
They're recharging when they're on the power lens.
They're like beady, yeah,
beady eyes. You know what I mean? They're like black camera lenses. Okay, I don't believe this. I'm just saying that this
is beady eyes.
This is what this guy. He really sold it. It has more views than our podcast. Let's just say.
Wow.
That.
Okay. Well, clearly we're so. Let's just say maybe we need to make up something that is like.
She's actually a believer now.
No, I'm saying we need to make up our own theory that people can, you know, believe and use this, you know, to get millions of views. I don't know.
It's true.
Bad idea.
Okay.
What?
Well, it's a theory. Let's get to the show. 30 minutes in. you know, it is cool. We mentioned before how God has like uniquely brought us all to this table. And I'm new here. Zach, you're new-ish. Ben's been here since the beginning of
since I was a wee lad.
Since he was a little boy. And
tiny baby.
Yeah.
I think I was a tiny butt.
Yeah, cute. I saw pictures.
And Rebecca, I know, I've seen pictures. Mm-hmm. Ben was a really cute. He was a little boy.
I was blonde.
Wow. I didn't know that about you. You look like, did you look like Barrett?
I can show you.
Okay. Oh, let's see it. Send it to Taylor so that the rest of us can see. People want to see.
Nope.
Oh, come on. No fun.
And then Rebecca's been here since before Open Door was even here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's so faithful to the building.
I love that.
To my pastor.
Yeah, I love that.
Who was your pastor before?
Actually, my husband's father, because they had a Spanish lighthouse. So we were part of the Spanish.
No.
But Pastor Gloria, which is the one that God gave her the word to give Pastor Troy the keys, she was, I was under her too, under her mantle.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's powerful. I love that.
Shay stole my phone.
I'm so sorry. I just have to show this. Can you see this if I hold it up? This is Ben.
What a stud.
Look at how cute.
You look like a TV boots, baby.
How cute. So sweet.
You look like you work for John Deere.
Yep.
But no, back to what we were talking about. It is so cool how literally God has kept you here through different transitions.
Oh yeah. It's been a lot of transitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think every time like new transition comes, like the Lord, I feel like it's a test. I don't feel like, oh, that today's a test, but I do feel that the Holy Spirit will let you go through some things, go through, like Pastor Leanna said, through the valley of the shadow. It didn't say that we're not going to go through the valley of the shadow.
Yeah.
So I felt like a lot of things through that, the Lord was preparing for what is happening now in our season.
Yeah. And it's an exciting time to be here. And Zach, I'm so glad that you're here.
I know.
Again, I don't know very much about you. And I purposely, like before when we were chatting, I didn't get like, he started going into some of his backstory. I was like, no, just wait, save it for the Pulse actually, because I want to hear it first with all of you, with all of our ODX family and YouTube and whoever, wherever you're watching from. So Zach, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got here? You're a podcaster, you're a dad. Yeah. You're also a faithful member now of this church body here and this family. So how'd you get here?
Yeah, man, it's just crazy what the Lord has done in my life. I first met my wife at the church that I went to with my youngest son. Mm-hmm. At the time, I really wanted my son to grow up in church because I didn't grow up in church. So I brought Noah with me. I was a single dad at the time, and I would check him into the kids area and I would go pick him up after church. And I started like kind of really like, you know, enjoy learning about Jesus and was, you know, we're all on our walks and I wasn't fully bought in, but I came Sunday expectant to hear some things about him. And I went to go pick up my son one day from the nursery, and he was in the arms of this beautiful blonde. I was like, yo, he looks good in her arms. Like, I want to see that again. And so this is how I met my wife, Catherine. Aww. And I asked her on a date. That's and next cool. thing I know, we fell in love, got engaged. And then my son's mom joined the military.
Wow.
And then so he was about to start kindergarten. So we kind of came up with a parenting plan. So she got stationed in South Carolina. And I was in Florida at the time in Tampa area. And my wife and I just felt led to come to Texas because this is where her family is. And we were going to have our first child together. So we came here. We moved into a place that we didn't even get to see with our own eyes. We just rented it. And right next door was Calvary Church in Burleson/Fort Worth.
Okay.
And so I went there for about 5 years. And then in 2020, I was doing comedy full time out here. That's one of the reasons I moved here. It was a full on.
No way.
I was doing
he's a comedian.
I was doing comedy in Tampa. And it was going really well for me over there. And I was like, all right, well, let me go to a bigger market, you know, and just really grow and just see what's up. And at the time, DFW had 8 comedy clubs. So I was like, instead of 2 in Tampa, I was, you know, I did the math and I was like, all right, my wife's family's there. Let me move there and get some good stage time and stuff and have somewhere to go essentially while I was out 5-6 nights a week, you know?
Well, that's a tough schedule.
I know it is. You got to hit so many stages if you want to get good. And it was a beautiful journey. And, 2 weeks before COVID happened, which obviously you guys remember, COVID was not something that we knew was going to be here, you know, and shut down everything. But 2 weeks prior to that, I quit my waiter job to be able to do comedy full time because that's how well it was going.
Wow.
And then boom, COVID. It just shut everything down right when I thought I was about to reach my dream. Everything closed and all the dates were wiped off my calendar. And I was like, Lord, what is happening? So I went to church for years. I journaled. I love pastors. I love being able to just soak in things like that. But I never actually gotten the word for some reason myself, which is I think a lot of people that attend church probably could say the same. And because we don't understand the weightiness of like getting in that word yourself and encountering the presence of God ourselves and seeing what he's speaking to us rather than just what the pastor got spoken to, you know? I opened up the book of Proverbs and it was the book of wisdom and I was like loving it. I was so obsessed with it. And I was like, man, this is so good. How have I not heard about this before? Why has nobody told me Proverbs is so fire? And then my mother-in-law told me that I might really like the book of John. And John wrecked me. I'm talking tears on the pages. I fell in love with Jesus. He was my best friend. And then they killed him. And I was so mad at Peter. And
like, I did not see that coming.
I was like, Peter, how are you going to do my daughter like this? You know, I always heard about Judas. I never knew Peter was the real backstabber, you know? And I love Peter now, you know, because now that I know the full story. But while reading the book of John, I felt led to be a pastor, which was so strange to me because I was like, I'm a comedian. I'm not a pastor. That's so wild. And he kept putting it in front of me, kept putting it on my heart. And I couldn't shake it. And I told my wife, we were on a walk one day after, and she's like, well, I don't really want to be a pastor's wife, but I support you. You know, kind of similar how like Leanne was talking about.
Troy and Leanne.
I know. It was so wild. Because when I heard her episode last week, I was like, yo, my wife like connects with this story also.
So much.
And then from there, it was like, obviously we're on lockdown. We couldn't really go anywhere. The only place that was open was Open Door Church.
Right.
Never closed at all during COVID. One service.
I know. And then so my sister-in-law, so right when I was getting saved, I launched a podcast, I Like Birds, because it was the experience that I had with comedy. You're around podcasts a lot because that's kind of the market. And I was like, all right, Lord, I'll start this podcast. He called me to it. And I was like, Lord, I'm unequipped. Like, I've only read 2 books of the Bible. And that's when he said, I'm not calling you to tell people everything. I'm calling you to tell people what you do know.
Your story.
Yeah, your story. Yeah. And also what you're learning from it. So I kind of walk people through my faith journey of what I was learning in the Bible. And then I attended Bible college through the kind of ministry blessing of Calvary Church and went to Bible college. And it was just so interesting just to being able to just be on this journey of faith. And I remember my sister-in-law actually showing me footage of Pastor Troy in 2020 because my sister-in-law was really big into like the numerology of the Bible. And she was putting me on to Pastor Troy. I was like, yo, this dude is like different, you know, like he just hit different.
Yeah.
And I just remember just being so like, I love this dude. Like, I love him so much immediately. Like, it was like on him. You know what I mean? And I always say this to him, but we know the same Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's people that believe in Jesus, but it's like there's this certain like realness that comes with Pastor Troy that I really respected. Yes. And then fast forward a little bit in my story, man, the podcast started going well. People started getting led to Christ. Salvations were happening. People were growing as I was growing. My best friend passed away. I ended up leading a bunch of people closer to God through his loss. My wife and I, we bought an RV. We hit the road. We're trying to spread the gospel. Yeah. So we went on the road and for 4 months and we went to like 7 or 8 different states, preaching the gospel in campgrounds and trying to grow the podcast. Came back when she got pregnant, because that'll happen in an RV.
Yeah.
And started putting down some roots, lived in my in-laws' backyard, posted up in an RV. That was the hardest season of my life. Went to Africa, went to Uganda during 2021. Wrote a book about it, came back.
Oh yeah, I saw this book downstairs.
Oh, whoa. Yes. Hey, look at that. Okay. Thanks, Jay. Hey, there it is, 21 Days in Africa.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was supposed to only go for 10, ended up getting stuck there for seven extra days because I was popped a positive for COVID, so I had to wait a whole extra.
You had to wait.
Wait it out. And the mission was over, so I was like, what do I do with myself? So I went back to the compound and actually wrote majority of that, so God used it for good.
Wow, that's cool.
And like Ben was saying earlier, how it opens your eyes to things. Like, I really wanted people that read the book to really just take that away from that experience that I had and just bring people closer to Christ. And then I was going to, my wife and I got led to another church called Thread Church for a while. And then I was really focused on the podcast growth. And I started getting more bold in my invites. I was walking outside my house one day and the Lord literally in an audible voice whispered, invite Troy Brewer. And I said, I've never had a big guest on our show. I said, Troy, hey, no way you're going to come do my podcast. And then I sent VA sent an email to him. I pitched it up or whatever, sent an email. Crickets, didn't hear nothing. And then literally 2 weeks later, one of my friend's mom invited him on our show that works here, Miss Annette, from the special needs department, Miss Annette Amos. She invited him for me and then connected me in a group chat with Pastor Leanne. And then Leanne's the one setting it up. Leanne literally booked Pastor Troy on our show, like with his schedule.
Gosh.
It was so wild. He came and it was just like, we literally known each other our whole lives. It was like such a blessing.
That podcast was, I mean, that, at that, I love birds.
Yeah.
So the place, so the live audience?
The live audience was amazing.
Yeah. So that came in February. That was like that was like 6 weeks, maybe like six to eight weeks after we did our first one in our studio.
Yes.
And but then even when he came to that one, it was mm-hmm. just like all love, and the whole team was so gracious, and you guys all
y'all
came out.
Me for like a solid 30
we
minutes.
We did, and that it went viral. And it went viral, dude.
Wait, yeah. What did you do?
They roasted me for 30 freaking minutes.
And not they, excuse me. It was your father, and oh, I just happened to be asking good questions, all right?
Excuses.
Like, no.
But yeah, we have a clip of Ben's bacon tattoo story on our TikTok that has like 350,000 views and like a whole bunch of likes and shares and all that because it's a great story.
See, Ben, you have to be here.
Yeah. I know.
We love you, Ben.
Ben tries to escape sometimes. And we're like, no, Ben.
No, not sometimes. You cannot. All the time.
All the time. I know. So I was like, please, Ben, we need you today.
I know. He adds a certain kind of crisp to it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I saw that wink. Bacon Did you guys crisp. Catch that wink? Yeah. Bacon crisp.
But then this summer it was crazy because we were attending our church and we thought everything was like where we're supposed to be. It was a plant, and I loved the pastors there and loved the leadership team there. Mm-hmm. And I just felt the Lord this summer. I took a break from the podcast for a little bit because he told me to kind of take a little pause on it.
Yeah.
And during that time, the Lord was just speaking so much, and it was so crazy because he spoke so clearly about I need to be under mm-hmm. Pastor Troy Fooley. I need to be at this church. I need to run with him. I need to help him and point people to his ministry. And it's just been so powerful. We came on Father's Day weekend and the Lord just confirmed it in such special ways, being like spiritual father and stuff like that. And as soon as I've gotten here, it's just been one thing. It's been testimony after testimony. Mm-hmm. I say that all the time with Pastor Troy. It's testimony after testimony with him. And I love to honor him, and he somehow blesses me with equal honor.
You.
I know, and it's so special.
I love how he does
literally that. Called me the other day and is like, listen, like there's something special with Zach mm-hmm. Rippey. I mean, he's talked about it on the Pulse even. Like
he
loves you, loves your podcast, loves the name of it. He's like, I love a guy, just name his podcast. I like birds.
It's bold, that's, brother. That's the first thing he said. It's bold, brother.
But he loves you and loves your heart. And just again, like today mm-hmm. is the most we have talked and conversed, but I'm like so excited because like I don't know if we're going to let you leave today.
You're not going to leave. We're going to keep you here.
We've got lots, coming down the pipeline. And I'm just so excited because I see how God, I feel like, is mm-hmm. orchestrating like all of us mm-hmm. here, and he's doing things. Like there's so much happening, mm-hmm. not just in the world, like in the world around us and in the spirit and all of those things, but then also here within this ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just see so much potential for where God can take it. And it's mm-hmm. so exciting. Like literally my husband and I, we moved here from Florida only like mm-hmm. a month and a half ago. I've been saying a month for a little bit now. So I feel like technically it's probably a month mm-hmm. and a half at this point, but we were living in Los Angeles for like 10 years. And I was working on camera as a TV host doing like fashion beauty segments on all the like, E! Mm-hmm. News and Bravo and all those, the real,
she was kind
and
of
all
a those. Big deal.
No, I was not.
She
not
is the big deal.
No.
She's the big deal.
But it was never about being famous, or people would ask me all the time, like, oh, is it your dream to like be like Juliana Rancic or like a host of whatever E! News? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, it's my dream is just to do what God has called me to do in the season. To me, mm-hmm. that is how I gauge success. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I don't have a picture whenever people are like, what is your like ultimate like goal in life? It's not to like be anything. It's literally like, what has God mm-hmm. called me to in the season?
Amen.
And how can I fulfill what he's called me to? And so I was drawn to that because of the platform that it gives you, speaking to mm-hmm. a secular audience. I was raised in ministry, a minister's kid. My dad was a music minister. Then I married Paul Wilbur's son, Joel Wilbur, who is my husband, mm-hmm. and was doing the music ministry thing. And I thought music ministry was like the only mm-hmm. thing that I was going to be doing. And then God, through long,
won't he do it?
Events started opening up all these doors in secular media on TV. And I'm like, I never went to school for any of this, but like, okay, I'm just doing it and I'm working hard and I'm learning as I go. And it was so cool to see the platform that the Lord completely laid out for me, to speak into rooms and to speak into circles and to speak into groups and audiences that I never would have had the opportunity to speak to. And I always said like, God is building this platform. Like I'm talking about all this stuff, fashion, beauty, mm-hmm. So that I can, build a certain platform so that when it matters to speak up against mm-hmm. what really is going on. And to me, like Israel has been a huge, mm-hmm. really to me has been the number one, my
focal point of where he calls you.
Yeah. And for such a time as this. And so I it's been interesting to see now with everything happening in Israel and as things heat up, I have people that were following me from years ago for fashion and beauty and pop mm-hmm. culture. And now they're like, wait, she's talking about Israel? Wow. Like, what? Oh, yeah. I didn't know this.
But he used all of that totally. For this moment right
now. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so then, you know, we moved to Florida during COVID. Everything got real weird in LA.
I bet like, it did. It's still weird.
Real, yeah. real scary. And I had just had a baby. And so we moved back to Florida just to quarantine what we thought was just a quarantine, and then ended up staying there for 3 years. And it was weird because mm-hmm. God, both my husband and I started feeling like the Lord was calling us to Dallas. And we're wow. like, it was just always on our radar. Yeah. And I started interviewing for a job somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And for months was in talks. And I mean, months, we were getting ready to move to take this position, and it fell through. Wow. And it was really left us not in a great place for many reasons, mm-hmm. but we just kept feeling like this is totally the Lord.
Amen.
And our focus was now on like, okay, we are literally ready to pick up and move to Dallas. God, what are you doing? And my father-in-law, Paul Wilbur, was like, I really think you should talk to Pastor Troy. And I've only heard about Pastor. I'd never met Pastor Troy. Mm-hmm. I'd seen him because your dad sent my father-in-law a pair of socks with his face on them. Have you seen these socks? I don't know how to talk about this, but
we
he
should
did
sell those. They would literally be bought.
My yeah. father-in-law, a pair of socks with literally Troy Brewer's face. They're amazing.
I was wondering if you could tell that story.
So, I know I should have, had I planned this out, I would have totally had a picture of that.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, so I called Troy and I mean, I got on the phone with him and he just starts telling me all the different things that he's doing. And I was like overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh. And mm-hmm. one of the things that mm-hmm. stuck out to me so much is that, like, he said, you know, we do church so we can rescue kids. Mm-hmm. Like everything, he said, everything we do as a church is to rescue kids. Mm-hmm. And I was so moved by his like positioning of his heart, because I had also come through some interesting things ministry-wise where I was a part of building some things, and you know, turned out the leadership and things were just not what we thought they were. Yeah. And so to hear and to see, not only is he saying this, but like his life has modeled that.
There's fruit.
Truly being the hands and feet of Jesus and mortgaging his house seven mm-hmm. times to save kids. I was just so moved, and I just felt like, I don't know why. I don't even know how I'm going to be involved, but I feel like God is calling mm-hmm. us here. And it literally in other ways it didn't make sense, but like we just had a peace about it.
Wow. It's crazy how God closed that other door.
Yes.
2 months of trying.
Yeah.
And then led you to open door.
Yeah. Mm. The open door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really was. And so it's been like a whirlwind since we've been here. You know, I think I've been gone like almost as much as I've actually been here, mm-hmm. but it's I'm so excited for what God is doing. And I'm so thankful to be a part, especially in this time that we're living in. Mm-hmm. It is so important to be a part and be plugged in to churches and communities that are calling things as they are in Amen. The spirit and in the physical, that get it, that get what's going on. Because I can't imagine, I cannot, especially post October 7th mm-hmm. for me as like a Messianic Jew, I'm a Jewish person, I believe mm-hmm. in Jesus and Yeshua, but I can't go to a church that, you know, when we mm-hmm. see headlines of like Israel just getting bombed from the north and this happening mm-hmm. on October 7th, I can't go to a church that following Sunday morning that's just preaching like a how to live your blessed life.
Yeah, it doesn't even bring mm-hmm. it up.
I can't. Yeah. And not like the church that I was attending, they did bring it up afterwards. So, in case anyone there is watching, this is not pointed at that church. But just in general, yeah. I can't sit in like a regular church, regular mm-hmm. just happy, play nice sense. Church. Like, and right. that is something that you said it, Zach, like it's just the realness mm-hmm. and really truly speaking out against what's going on the front mm-hmm. line spiritually. Mm-hmm. It is mm-hmm. so important for us yeah. as a body. We need to be going to church and be learning how to deal with the times that we're living in, correct. How to decipher the times that we're living in. These are prophetic times.
Yeah.
And if you're not in a church that's where your pastor is not only speaking on those things, but someone that you trust their discernment mm-hmm. and trust their authority to be pouring into you and deciphering the signs of the times, like I kind of feel like I'm like hung out to dry without that.
I know. Yeah. And I love this church because there's the spirit of excellence all over it,
yeah.
you know, from everything. It's like, mm-hmm. there's so much, like Troy's message was about going this mm-hmm. past weekend. It was like going in that childlike faith, going yes. to the Father, mm-hmm. going and doing stuff. And it's not like we work for our salvation. We work from our salvation. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the Lord needs us to, like we have to do things to earn his love. That's not the case, but we do things from his love. Like we want to be able to go out and do these things mm-hmm. for these people. And we want to rescue the Bible literally is plain as dry. And my mother-in-law, who I went with, on that mission trip, is the Supi Project. They are all about rescuing orphans and widows. Mm-hmm. And that's like the mission, and that's biblical. So it's like, we need to be, the church needs to align with that mission, and needs to align with the deeper things of God and the kingdom of God. And as Pastor Troy says, like, you can be Christian, but you can't be like, you can be Christian with missing out on the kingdom and what all the kingdom has in store.
That's so true.
And going out and preaching the kingdom rather than just preaching salvation, because like, God is using people. He's using the small army to do a mighty work in these times that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we're not, and that's the thing, I love ministry. Like I was telling you earlier today, like, it doesn't ever feel like work where I'm like complaining about it. It always feels like work that I'm so honored and fulfilled in doing because it's for the Most High.
Yeah.
And it feels like we're on assignment and we're being sent by the Lord to do these things. Even something as simple as like, you might not think a podcast is like that, but it is, because you're able to just pour into people on airways that are able to just be fed and just be poured into and be able to go out and be sent out and do stuff and be their own voices for Jesus. Yes. I always encourage people, start your own platforms, testify, share your testimony. Mm-hmm. And when they do, there's power in that. He'll do it again for somebody else, what he did for you.
So out of everything that you said, from the transition and Shay and our, we titled today's title, Thriving in Transition, something that stood out completely that I wanted, I just feel in my heart and my spirit to ask you is, through those transition, can you give a word to those? I'm pretty sure it wasn't easy to transition from comedian to doing this. And then your father, I mean, you were already a father before that. Can you give it a word of encouragement to those watching of how those transition, like, how did you feel, or like whatever the spirit leads? I just feel that in my heart.
Absolutely.
For you to do that.
It sucks. The first few weeks, like, it really is
hard.
It's really hard. But you also, when God gives you a word, you have to move swiftly on it.
Okay.
And when God gives you that word that, is, you know, like, it's almost like I describe it as this, like, it's a voice that you know is not yours. Mm-hmm. And you know that, like, if you ignore that voice, you're going to have inner turmoil.
Mm. Yeah.
And inner turmoil is not a place you want to be in, because that means you're being disobedient from the Father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I step into these new seasons of transition, I've done it so many times now. I trust God with so much. Like, the RV thing was one of the craziest things we've ever done. We sold our stuff. We bought a RV. I'm not handy. Like Pastor Troy says, he can't use a hammer. He said that one Sunday, and I'm like, I relate, brother. I can't use a hammer either.
Can't use a hammer?
Yeah. No,
really?
Dear God.
That's
no.
Actually shocking to me.
I know, right? It shocked me too, but I was also so happy because I was like, we relate on that too.
Yes.
The brewer boys are not construction boys.
I want to hear.
Okay, yeah, keep going. Sorry,
that's fine.
But just being able to like just really immerse yourself into like the call that God has for you. It's like if He guides, He will provide. So I've always figured that like is a place to be in. It's a complete surrender of like, Lord, I trust you. Like,
amen.
Please just be there for me. Please guide me. Please also send the right people around me to help me with the mission that you've called me for. So transition is so heavy and it's so hard at times, because change gets you grumpy. It really does. Because it's like you're battling against your flesh. Like coming that open door, like we were like good at our church that we're at. Like we thought like we'd be there for years.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, the flesh is happy. Like, let's go. We're used to it. And then all of a sudden it was like when the Lord gave the word, it was like my flesh didn't like it, but my spirit leaped with joy.
Wow. So look at what transition says, so you can continue. It says transition refers to the process of adjusting to life's changes. It also means to pass through, cross over, or overflow.
Overflow,
I like
baby.
Overflow.
That's my word
of
the year.
What
y'all.
I just noticed from everything you mentioned, even what Shay, what she's been through, all the different things God has led them to. Look where God has led you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here. You can't go from glory to glory, like Paul says, without entering new territory.
Yeah. Wow. So transition is good.
It's a great thing.
It's so good.
Embrace
and I think I love what you said is like the first thing that came to your mind when you asked that question is like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's not fun at first. And that's why you really have to know. And that's something my husband and I, like in our marriage, we've made big decisions. Mm-hmm. Like we left his entire family before we moved to LA. His entire family was in Florida. We had very comfortable lives. We had full-time jobs, like in ministry. It was very easy. And then we really felt like God was calling us to California. We had no promise of jobs. I had no jobs, but we just felt like God was telling us to go.
Yeah.
And it made no sense. But we knew, like we knew in our spirits that God was calling us to do that. So all of the hardships, anytime that we saw hardships, we would go back to that foundational moment of we fasted and we prayed and we knew that God has called us to this for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And God, it gave him the opportunity to supernaturally provide for us in times that was just so cool. There were certain things where like, there were times when God told us to like there was a job that I thought I was going to get and it was going to help us pay rent and God, and I didn't get it. And we were really upset. And God told us to tithe as if I had gotten that job.
Oh, wow.
Right? And so we're like, okay. And so we tithed and someone that had never just sent us money or we never asked this person for money, sent us a check for the exact amount that I would have made that we tithed off of. Wow. So just things like that. And even like moving here, it was such a big move. We have, you know, two small kids. And again, in some ways it didn't make sense, but we knew God had called us to this. So it didn't matter how hard, like in those times, in those moments where you're like, oh, this is so hard. And it was hard and we're still adjusting and our kids are still adjusting, but we know God has called us here for something greater. Mm-hmm. And so we rest on that promise and we hold fast to that promise. Like, God, you called us here and you put a demand on that call that God has made on you. Like, yes. God, no, you called me here. Mm-hmm. I'm believing and I can't wait to see what you're going to do in this season. And we were talking about a little bit before the show, this like new wineskin. And I think that this is like a time where God is really revealing the new wineskin in his body, in the believers. You know, there's a lot negative going on around us, but a lot that's exciting and a lot of miracles. And we're going to see even more of that as we're seeing in the days of Noah, the, you know, the, the negative side and those scary things and the, basically, you know, child sacrifice outside of, you know, political conventions, essentially, you know, we're going to be seeing the miracles too. Yeah. And we're going to be seeing the supernatural coming through.
It's already taken place. And I love what you said about you both had jobs.
Yeah.
You both were very comfortable. Both had a family. And a lot of times I want to encourage people out there. A lot of times your paychecks can be handcuffs. And I think the Lord has kept me in a place of like truly providing for me without paychecks, you know, without that consistent number coming in every month, because it's given me the freedom to like be bold in it, because it's like, I've had seasons of lack and I've had seasons of blessings.
Yes.
And I know the difference, but I also know God is the same one that's providing for me throughout both of those in different ways. He knows what we need. So if he knows like you're supposed to be somewhere that he's calling you to, he knows what you need there. And it might not just be for provision as far as paychecks. It might be other fruit on your life.
Totally. Yeah. That you could that never anticipate.
Good. Yeah. Like mentorship from Pastor Troy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I need that in my life.
Yes. Again, the sound effects for our friend. Sound effects for Zach. But we're so grateful for that. And to have, you know, Pastor Troy and Leanna as just the parents of this house is so special. And I love them so much. Like I really do. And they're just the real deal in a time when there are so many leaders that are not real. That like,
oh, he is real.
You know, he's as real as it gets. And like, there's nothing that I truly think there's, and you know, cause they're your parents. So you could attest to this, Ben, but I feel like there's truly nothing I could go to them with no problem or no like issue where they would be like, you crazy. I can't talk about that. We can't talk about that. No. Like truly.
Let's hear from Ben. What is your perspective on,
listen, I'm trying really hard to keep it together, but Reese is counter praying against your prayer earlier to help my ADD go away.
Oh my gosh, Reese.
He's so in discourse. One of the seven things that God detests. So we're in discourse in the family.
I'm trying so hard to focus Reese. And
you're exactly right.
There's nothing you can't go to him about. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I love them.
It doesn't matter if you just have a small ache or something like that, need prayer, or if you need a whole
house.
Whole house. You're good to go. Just ask.
Literally. I mean, I saw we have like a plaque downstairs of like, I think it was a woman who worked here and they realized her house was like falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
So they like literally rebuilt her house. Like it's just like
so good.
It's just a special, like special place.
It's a city on a hill.
It is. It really is. And I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful for all of you. And I'm thankful for you guys welcoming me.
Absolutely.
And
I love you.
I love all of you.
You're a go-getter. I love it. I love that you're in the secular space too, because that shows that like you've learned all these things for the kingdom, you know, from all the different seven mountains, you know, society. Yeah. You're bringing that here. So it's incredible.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow, it's already 2:00.
Oh my gosh, it's 2:00 already.
Look how much fun we've had when you speak kingdom and life and are spirit led.
Yeah.
Amen.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys all for joining us today. This has been a special show. We purposely didn't go behind the veil because we knew it would be a little bit of like a get to know you chat. And wanted you all to have that opportunity as we move forward in this new wineskin. And you'll see faces that you've seen. And don't worry, Connie will be back too. We'll drag. I see a lot of comments of people missing Connie. And believe me, I love Connie. I try to get her on here as much as possible. Amen. We love her. And so when we say, you know, new wineskins, that's a spiritual thing. It's not, we're not just like switching out all the people that you've come to know and love. We're all a part of a family here and we all work together. Mm-hmm. And we truly are just so blessed to be here, blessed for this opportunity. And whoa, as I knock my whole mic. I talk with my hands, so sometimes it's hard to not like whack it out. But before we go, we have some end of show reminders. But one thing, we do have Larry Sparks joining us tomorrow on The Pulse, and also tomorrow night at Open Door. He's going to be speaking. There he is. He's awesome. You guys are going to love him. He's a great husband, father.
He's majestic.
He is.
It's the prophetic anointing coming through the eyes. Amen. He's awesome. He actually recorded a special video for you guys, and I think we have it. Take a look.
Larry Sparks here, Open Door family. I am so thrilled, expectant to be with you this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m. The Lord actually put a word in my heart. God's end time prophecy. Right now, I know there's a lot of people talking about what's happening in the days leading up to Jesus' return, but the Lord has highlighted a word that he gave, the Lord, in the scriptures concerning what we should expect. And I believe specifically it involves your sons, your daughters, and a move of God that I've literally been seeing since the month of May throughout the nation. So get ready. It's going to be a time of preaching, but also a time of Holy Spirit outpouring. I cannot wait to be with you guys.
Amen. We are so excited for tomorrow. So again, if you are in Burleson or you cannot meet us here, then go to odx.tv. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's special guest on The Pulse 24 tomorrow at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for our midweek service. Also, if you need prayer, if you need to talk to someone, and you're like, Rebecca, I'm going through transitions, this is how I've been feeling, why don't you call us today at 877-413-088. We have a whole team ready to speak to you, to prophesy to you, or also just hear you out. So call us. We have a wonderful call center. Also on online, odx.tv. Don't forget to share and comment. And also you can write to us or through mail if that's something that you like to do at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097. And I want to close out with this, something that I read that really caught my eye that I had saved last week. And it's spirit led because we're talking about it, about transition. Yeah. It says, Joseph waited 13 years. Abraham waited 25 years. Moses waited 40 years and Jesus waited 30 years. If you're in a season of waiting, you are in good company. Keep praying, keep trusting God. So if you are, I love how we just connected transition, but thriving in transition, there is thriving available to you in transition when you are in obedience and you say yes to him. All I know is that I'm in transition and I said yes. And my fellow employees, and not employees, but friends are in transition. So God is up to something and I just love what he's doing.
Amen. And we're thankful that through all the transitions, he kept you here.
Yes.
And Ben.
And Ben.
Oh, yeah. We go way back to the point before we close. He was a sound man and I was singing on platform and then he would play the bass and then run to the sound. So we go way back.
So it's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe how fast today went.
I know.
But let's do our wrap up, which I love that Troy ends every show with this. And it's such a good reminder. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Okay, we call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. We love you all. God bless. Take care.